hard working every day. Not a lazy mom, got no time to play. Always on the go, we stuck on the flow, but it's time for the show.
What's going on? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Not for Lazy Moms. I'm here with your favorite three co-hosts, Big Bank Hank.
Yeah.
The Forever Bachelor. My super sexy super dad, Chris Samuels.
What's telling up, the baby? Truth from the boo.
So you just gonna steal Hank's line?
He said, yeah.
Oh, that
what
is funny.
What up? Yeah. That's all my stuff.
What's going on, Allie? My favorite first time mommy.
Yes. Excited to be here. I needed something clever. Like, I'm like, sure, I'm here.
So fitting. That is so fitting.
Oh my goodness.
Just be you, and that's good enough.
Listen.
You stupid.
We can't even get the topic out before we start clowning. Look, well, I hope y'all got some laughs ready because this topic that we're going to be talking about today is not necessarily a laughing matter, but we're going to have fun with it. We are going to share our first time birth stories. Ooh, this is going to be good. So if any of you moms out there, first time moms, you're about to have a baby or, you know, there's a lot of things that people don't tell you leading up to labor and delivery. And then right after labor and delivery, and then those 6 weeks that follow, there are a lot of things that your best friends who've had kids, they don't even share these stories with you. But look, y'all know I keep it 100, so I'm about to keep it 100.
Also, dads, we got a couple things we got to drop on you.
Absolutely. We're going to give y'all some, let you know what to expect.
Yes. And then to all the moms who are very well versed and experienced in this area, you know, maybe it'll help you think about some of the things you went through when you had your child back in the day, however long that was, and just, you know, something to just share with your kids and laugh about. So, yeah. So, no, we'll get right into it. We got some fun stuff today. I'm looking at Hank and I'm already
getting
excited.
You want me to go first? No. Let's ease into it.
All right. We'll ease into it. So I'll share my story. I had Christopher. This big boy was 9 pounds, 13 ounces. He was 22 inches long. And yes, I did push him out. And yes, I did not have not one tear. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
She was made to have his babies.
Christopher came out a 3-month-year-old.
I know, right?
Did I say a 3-month-year-old? Yeah. I caught it.
Why are you over here trying to throw
jokes?
I caught it.
I caught it first.
No, he caught it.
I caught it first. It doesn't count.
Allie, what do you think about his joke of 3-month-year-old?
Why? Yeah. Allie?
What do you think about that?
Look at me, Allie. Look over here, Allie.
10 being a great joke, 1 being a terrible joke.
I caught it. No one else caught it.
I thought you said it. I didn't... It was not great. Look, Hank, it was not great. I'm just going to tell you. It was not great, so I avoided eye contact and that's it.
Oh, I can see
it's
what
almost
the, I
like he wanted
there.
To say 3 months old and a year old at the same time.
That's why I thought he said 31-year-old.
Yeah? The boy.
31-year-old would have been pretty good, Alan.
Yeah, that would have been good.
A 3-month-year-old?
The boy came out
I don't
big.
Get it.
So, yeah, my child definitely was... He was definitely that baby in the nursery that looked like he was left there. He was so big. He had the deepest cry. When he came out, he was like, and then you heard the other babies in there like, and then all of a sudden you hear Christopher.
Who she sound
and
like?
And then I'd be like, "That's my baby crying. That's my own baby crying." We love The Color Purple. Shout out to The Color Purple.
If you haven't seen The Color Purple, go check it out.
It's so good.
Ollie, have you seen The Color Purple?
I knew it.
Have you?
I have not, but I will.
Oh,
I know.
God. Oh
my Allie God. Is no longer invited to the cookout.
No, we're going to have a play date with the kids. We're going to hire a sitter.
Movie night.
And then we're going to have a Color Purple day.
I would love that.
It's really good.
Oh, you need that. It's hilarious.
It's really good. Yeah. It's really good.
One
you
day,
have to see that movie.
Allie, one day in February, just pick a day in Color Purple.
You can't just watch The Green Mile. You can't just watch Titanic. You have to venture into The Color Purple. Now, have you seen Friday?
Hell no.
No, and my husband gets so mad at me. No, I have to tell you.
Never seen Friday.
Matt gets so mad at me about
it. Watch this.
The only difference between Friday it's like, you know, they do things out of a blunt, and it's different from a bowl. So
Chris,
I think I'm losing
watch
y'all.
Watch this, Chris.
I know y'all want to judge
my
joke.
No, no.
Watch this, Chris.
You
have to. Chris, have you seen Gone with the Wind?
No, I haven't.
What?
Wait. Oh.
Do you have a TV? All right, let's get off right, Allie's back.
Come on,
but you have to go see The Color Purple, by the way. So when she says, that's my own baby crying, that was something that Oprah Winfrey said, and it was kind of funny.
It was really funny.
Yeah. So you'll get it later when you see the movie.
I'll get it
later. All right, let's go ahead and move on.
Okay. So.
Allie, we love messing with you.
Y'all going to leave Allie alone.
Allie's husband's going to come in here and just like go ham.
No, he's going to be on our side.
No, he's probably going to be on your side. Seriously. He makes fun of me all the time.
I told her to watch Friday.
He's definitely seen Friday.
Oh my God. But no. So yeah, my son, he was rather large, which is not surprising because my husband is very, he's a large human being. but it was funny because my whole pregnancy was amazing. You know, I didn't get morning sickness. I felt amazing the entire time. I mean, the first trimester I was definitely exhausted.
Right.
The only downfall of my pregnancy really was that these Samuels babies, man. Oh my goodness. All right, so you know how you feel when you're really hungry?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you get, like, you just finished working out and you're like starving.
You're
feel
hangry.
Really famished,
yes.
Right? So imagine, shut up, Chris.
Did you say hangry?
Yes. Yes.
I love it. Yeah. I learned a new word. Hey.
Really? You've never heard of it?
Ollie, he's on you today, Ollie.
It's his turn. You taught me something. Yeah.
Oh, wow, Chris, you're late. You're late, bro.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
I'm sorry.
So imagine that feeling. But imagine that feeling in you're eating your meal and you still feel that way.
Wow.
That's
okay.
How I feel when I'm pregnant, because my kids literally take everything from me. And once I got around like 8 months old, I couldn't even eat as much because he was so big. He was literally taking up every part of the inside of me.
So
like there was no room.
No food would even satisfy you. You just needed.
Oh, my God. I could not be satisfied for 9 months. The first thing I did after I pushed him out, kissed on him, loved on him, put him on the boob, all that good stuff, I said, hand me a menu. Please. Hand me a menu. And Chris was laughing. And I was like, I ordered like 3 meals and I ate all 3 of those meals. I could not wait to feel satisfied again. Like it was like torture. So that was my version of, I guess, morning sickness or whatever discomfort most people would have while they're pregnant. That was it for me. And it's pretty darn miserable.
And you just, yeah, you never felt full.
I never feel full for 9 months. So that was the first thing I did after I pushed him out. So we, Chris and I actually had a rather scary experience because he was so large. I went 41 weeks. He was a week late. So I had to be induced. Induced meaning that they had to force my labor to happen. So I had to take Pitocin, which was awful. I was gung-ho on having a natural labor and delivery. So I did not want an epidural, but I wasn't opposed to it. But I did say, me and Chris had a code word that I would use. And if I use that word, that means I'm serious. Get me the epidural. I can't take it anymore. So 6 hours into my labor, off Pitocin. So Pitocin makes you have even stronger contractions for no reason.
Wait, 6 hours of full-on Pitocin contractions?
Yes. And I had nothing but my birthing ball. And I would be on that ball and I would just wind my hips, just wind like, oh, my God.
What did you do, Chris, during that?
Just massage her and catered to her and encouraged
her. Coached her, yeah.
And sat on the couch when I called for my mommy.
Yeah, and a lot of the time she didn't want me. She wanted her mom.
I wanted my mommy.
And
yeah.
I wasn't offended.
He did excellent. So 2 times I had to get up and go to the bathroom because I thought I was about to do something else from the other end, but I end up throwing up because the pain was so strong. It caused me to vomit. And mind you, when you get induced, most times you go in the morning, you can't eat after a certain hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm throwing up nothing, you know. So labored naturally for 6 hours. After a while, I looked at my husband and I said, I can't do this anymore. And he's like, are you sure? Are you sure? You're doing so good. You're almost there. My doctor came and checked me. I only dilated a half centimeter. So I was at 1.5 centimeters dilated after 6 hours of torture and strong contractions.
The hardest workout of your life.
That's crazy because I actually know what 1.5 dilated means. Like, I know what that means.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And I got a crazy story.
Hank has a really good one.
That's so crazy. I know what
Chris
means.
Is so stupid. He'll be clapping. But no, so.
Don't look at me like that.
No, Chris, you know what? I be excited. No, seriously.
Hank. You might Hank be... wants to punch me.
No,
I'm sorry.
Because I be giving my. I'm real sincere about this.
I know you are, buddy.
I'm serious.
I mean, you've been through some stuff, and we'll get to that later, right?
We're going to save Hank's story for last.
That's
really
what I'm saying. We're going to get to that later.
Yeah. Hank,
just hold your horses, everybody. Hank's going to speak.
Chris,
yo, you so extra.
That's how I cut you too, didn't it?
Go ahead, Mommy. I'm sorry.
Okay. So after, you know, after all of this time, I'm looking at Chris and I'm like, I can't do it anymore. It's too painful. Like, I haven't dilated any more than what I did when I came in here. And this is like torture. If he would have told me, oh, you're at 6 or 7 centimeters, I could have kept going. But when he said 1.5, I said, oh, screw this. So I looked at Chris and I was like, baby. He said, yeah. I said, I'm tapping out. He knew that was code word. Mm-hmm. He was like, you sure? I said it. I'm tapping out. Get her. Give me the juice. He was like, man, it's about time. If I was you, I would have been got them drugs. You tripping. I'm sitting here in pain all of these hours for no reason. You could have been got that Epidural. So he's like going in on me and just laughing. So I'm like, I need the juice. Give me the juice. So they come in. And because I waited so long, I'm having these strong contractions. And now you have to be very still while you're getting this needle going in your back. My contractions were so painful and so strong that I did not feel the needle even go in.
Oh, wow. Really?
Did not even feel it. Not even a little bit.
Wow.
I didn't even know. When she said she was done, I was like, I thought you had to stick a long needle in me. She said, you didn't feel that? I said, no. That's how strong my contractions were. So, got that. Once it kicked in, laid down, I was knocked out for 1 hour and 15 minutes. Yeah. Out. So now we're at 7 hours and 15 minutes, right? So, lay there. All of a sudden, I get awoken. I'm like laying there. I'm like, what the heck was that? So I open one eye. Chris and my mom are both staring at me like, did you feel that? Oh my goodness, that one was like off the charts because they're watching the machine so they can see.
Yeah.
I was like, get the doctor. I was like, everything that they told me I would feel, I said, I'm feeling it. I feel like that baby is right there. So they go get the nurse. The nurse comes in and she's like, oh, if you're feeling pain, just press this button. I said, no, this is not pain. This is pressure. The baby's here. Well, lo and behold, my doctor ended up revealing this to me. They always do these little things where they take bets, you know, how the labor is going to end out. They thought because Christopher was so big, mind you, we didn't know it was a boy, but they thought because he was so big, they thought I was going to have to get a C-section. In their mind, there was no way I was going to be pushing this baby out because they knew. They were like, this is a big baby. So they come back in and she said, just press the button. I said, no. I said, this baby feels like it's like right there. So she said.
Yeah, she tried to blow it off.
She tried to blow me off. And then she said.
Wait,
oh,
she was making that so she could like win the bet?
No, to win the bet.
She didn't think.
Like, that is not
No, she didn't think Monique was ready.
Yeah.
Okay. And the baby was coming.
Okay. And on top of the fact that I was only 1 hour and 15 minutes ago, 1.5 centimeters. So in their mind, they're like, there's no way you fully dilated. And this baby is probably not coming out vaginally.
And that's crazy because they say 1 minute you can be 1.5 centimeters and then immediately be ready to go.
If you could see the size of my stomach and then how small my frame is, I never dropped. You know how they say at the last 2 weeks, the baby starts to drop and get in the birthing canal? That never happened with me. So they assumed that Christopher would not be able to fit through. So, but I'm a G. Like my son says, I'm a G.
And they just let me know I wasn't a G.
So he's so stupid. Oh. So the doctor comes in. So I insisted to her. I said, no. I said, look, I would much rather have the doctor come check me than to just, you know, blow it off. Because I'm telling you, I feel like the baby's right there. Doctor comes in. He couldn't believe it. He was like, oh, my God. Let's get her on the table. Let's get this, you know, drop the table, do all of this other stuff. The baby is there. You can see the head. Comes in. He starts to, I start pushing. He tells me when to push, next contraction, blah, blah, blah. At this point, I can't really feel much because I had the epidural. So Christopher starts coming out, head cleared. His umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck. So the doctor had to, like, take his finger and just swoop it from around his neck. So I push him all the way out. Christopher is yelling, it's a boy, it's a boy. And I'm like, how does he know? I can still feel the baby in me. Like, he wasn't even all the way out. I mean, this kid was almost 2 feet long. Like, isn't it crazy? 22 inches. He was almost 2 feet long. So he comes out. The doctor slaps him up on my stomach. He looked a little, like, grayish. So I'm like, why isn't he crying? Chris is like, what's wrong? Is everything okay? Why is the baby crying? Next thing we know, all these nurses come running in the room. They snatched him off of me, and they are like working on him. And Chris and my mom walk over, and they're like, "What's going on?"
They're like, "Come on, baby."
And you're
come
just
on,
like, laying there,
and I'm just laying there, legs wide open, like looking like, "Why isn't he crying? Why isn't he crying?" All of a sudden, the deepest infant cry I've ever heard in my life. Thank God he starts to get himself together. And you know they do the Apgar score. So they score him when they first come out, and then they score him a few minutes later. When he first came out, his Apgar score was like a 4, which is terrible. That's really bad. But then by the
10
time,
being the best, right?
10 is the best. Mm-hmm. By the time, I believe it's 9 or 10, but by the time he was like good to go, then it raised up to like an 8 or 9, so he was doing much better. But yeah, it was very scary. But thank God he was normal, he's healthy. He was a big baby. Oh my God.
Yes.
I think I'm going to post a picture on notforlazymoms.com of Christopher fresh out the womb. He was like a little monster baby. Like, he was huge. He was huge. I mean, when I look at the picture to this day, I'm like, I cannot believe this big baby came out of my little vagina. Like, this is insane.
Doesn't it make you feel like such a badass, though?
It does.
Like...
And the fact that I pushed him out in less than 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. First time baby. Total labor was, you know, close to 8 hours. Had him at 10. I had him at 5:04 p.m. And I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I cannot believe I just pushed this giant human out of me. And I told Chris, I looked at him and I said, you know what? I was meant to have your babies. I don't think anybody else could have did this. You know. So, yeah. But that was my pregnancy story. I mean, my labor story. So I want to hear yours.
Oh,
Allie.
Yeah. Well, when you think your water breaks, like, it's not like how it does in the movies, like where it just like is like a pool of water and goes everywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? So for me, when it happened to me, I just thought I had like wet the bed a little bit, you know. You're like 9 months pregnant, that right, happens right. Like if you like cough or whatever. So I didn't think anything of it, so I went to a cycling class, which is what I did throughout my entire pregnancy. Yeah, don't go on bike 12. I'm just gonna say that right now. Okay?
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
I was thinking it.
Like, the whole
oh
class,
God.
I'm like, wow, I'm still going.
Like
something is wrong.
On the seat,
no, literally.
She said, I'm still going.
Whole, oh, class. God.
Whole class. I was like, I went back home and I'm like, Matt, something, I'm like, it's like a slow leak going on, okay? So I call the doctor and they're like, all right, well, if you don't have any contractions, you know, go about your day. And by 5 o'clock, if you still don't have contractions, come in. So we went shopping. I was like, this is probably going to be my last meal. So I had a whole pizza to myself. I had a huge brownie sundae with extra ice cream on it. I'm like, this is it. We go into the hospital. Sure enough, there was a slow leak. They had to like poke it to, you know, I know, not to be whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But
they had to bring you water.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. And they had to put me on Pitocin. And so I had said from the beginning, like, I did not want natural. I'm like, I want an epidural. Drug me up. Wake me up when it's time. And so they were like, all right, you know, whenever you want it, just let us know. So I was like, you know, maybe I'll feel one contraction just so I can be like, oh, I felt what one was like. Like, I just wanted to feel what one was
you
like, right?
Yeah, okay. That's it. Right. Yeah.
So I felt what one was like. I'm like, okay, I'm done. it's the anesthesiologist, right? Who
yes.
does
yes.
it? Okay, okay.
Yes.
So they're like, the anesthesiologist had told me I will always be 10 minutes away. And I'm like, okay. So I felt my contraction. I'm like, he's going to be 10 minutes away. Well, apparently there was some huge shooting that had happened.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Where'd you have his baby?
In D.C.
In the hood. Yeah.
She was up in Southeast somewhere.
I wanted to say that, but I didn't want the people in Southeast to get angry. But Southeast, the South, Southeast.
Oh my God. Man.
No, Allie a G. I thought I was a G.
I'm a G.
You've been in the hood. You good.
Yeah.
You had a baby in the hood.
I did.
Yeah, you good.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead.
So, anyways, it was 5 hours later when the doctor was finally able to come in and give
five hours.
Yes. And a question for you. When you got your epidural.
Allie, they thought you were black.
Oh,
Oh, Lord, that's hilarious.
Your first name was never Muhammad, right?
They like, it's just Muhammad Lincoln. We'll get to it.
No, let's go.
All right.
I'm
so
crying.
Back to the shooting.
I'm crying.
Yeah, we want to know about the shooting. Ray Ray and I'm okay.
Oh, my God. No wonder Sam be running all the time.
Poor baby was traumatized. I mean.
Oh my God!
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Woo. Oh my right. God! This is three. Wait, I thought two, this wasn't one, gonna be a funny thing. Episode. This is hilarious. We're finding out so much about Allie.
Oh my God! Ooh, she's one of us. Lord. All right, let's do this.
You say she's one of us. This is a fool over here.
Allie said, "Forget that. I'm coming to the cookout."
Do you know where I had my baby?
Oh, Lord.
All right,
oh,
let's
my
do it.
God.
Let's
do it. Oh, man. I'm crying. Okay. Right. So, wait. Question for you. When you had your epidural, did everybody have to clear the room?
Yes, except for Chris.
Oh.
And your mom stayed too, right?
No, not for
no,
the epidural.
No, it was just me.
Okay, yeah. So they made Matt leave the room, so I was completely alone. When the doctor finally came to me, I was with a nurse.
It's so weird because you weren't in the room when I got my epidural with Milani. They must have changed the rules.
I can't remember.
Because when I had it with Christopher, they allowed Chris to stay in the room with me because he was like coaching me through. But when I had Milani and got the epidural, they made everybody leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So Matt. So first off, Matt's story is that he had to go into the hallway, and I feel so bad because there was a woman in the hallway who was delivering twins but wanted to do it natural.
Oh.
And so she was just walking back and forth moaning like this like wild beast. And Matt was just like, get me out of here.
Can I ask one question, please?
Like a wild beast?
Can I
like
ask one question?
The noises she was making was like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Can I ask one question? The woman that wanted to have this birth with the twins naturally, was she black or white? No, I really want to
make.
Because I'm noticing that
she was white.
She was white.
Uh-huh.
So she wanted to feel the pain. She wanted to. Okay. No, I was just curious.
I'm black and I wanted to do natural, so that doesn't really make a difference.
Would it change if you were having twins?
No, I still would want to go natural.
Because you're also just a natural
remedy.
Now,
when you say natural, are you talking about without an epidural?
Yes. Without any drugs whatsoever.
You just got to grunt it out.
It's crazy as hell.
It's crazy.
There's no way in the world.
People do it, and I applaud them.
The thing is, you can feel what you're pushing when you don't have the epidural. Now, the thing that scares me about the epidural, even though I've had it twice, is that you don't know what muscles you're using to push the baby out. And you might strain your back. You could strain things that you're not supposed to use. Oh, so that's what scared me about.
See, y'all thought that was a joke
epidural.
When I was getting it. I was serious.
No, but honestly, you can also make the epidural. Like for me, when I pushed, even though I had the epidural, I still felt what was happening. Because you can not push the button.
I heard
right?
It was pressure.
How long after you got the epidural did you start pushing though?
I don't remember. I went to sleep. Like when they gave me the epidural, I was like night. And I like seriously fell asleep for hours. Yeah.
Is it true but that you feel pressure, not pain? You feel pressure, right?
You feel pressure.
Yeah. Okay. And exactly.
I heard the pressure was still painful as well.
Of course it is. It's uncomfortable. Like,
sound like I know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, there's a reason why.
When I had Christopher, the epidural had just been given to me and it only had been an hour and 15 minutes. With Milani, I got it like as soon as I got to the hospital and I was there for 4 hours. Mm. And so the epidural was actually wearing off. So when I went to push Milani out, I was like, I can feel this. Can I press the button? And they were like, no. So I felt everything with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt everything. But no, go ahead.
No. I mean, that was, they gave me the epidural. They missed. So they had to do it again. There was blood everywhere. It was really great.
Lord.
Oh, no. It was horrible. The whole experience was awful. Except I would definitely go back there for our.
What?
We have a second. Yeah.
She
for
said,
sure.
I'm a G. I'm going right back.
It's an hour away now, but I'm going there. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So were there any things that they didn't tell you about after you had the baby? Because I was really upset with my friends. Like, excuse me, why didn't y'all tell me about the jelly belly after you have the kid? Like, when you walk around and literally everything, your whole insides are literally jiggling. Yeah. Every step, it was like a jig. I was like, oh, this is disgusting. Like, I felt, ugh. Like, oh my
God.
It
felt like other people could hear you, like, hear it.
Yes.
You could feel it. So, yeah.
It felt like water just
like
jiggling.
A water bed.
Like,
inside
oh my
of you.
God. Your yeah. organs, everything has been just, it's just mush. It's been moved around.
I feel like no one told me that going to the bathroom would be like a crime scene. Like, it...
oh my God. Oh. Wait, what?
You didn't have that?
No.
Nope, just you, Allie.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Let's hear this. Let's hear it. Let's
wait,
hit.
No, seriously.
My doctor got, like, a lot out, so it was just, like, spotting for me.
No. Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This was... You, did you have like the sitz bath and the ice packs
no.
and the witch hazel
I did the,
and the
I did
mesh
the,
underwear? Ugh.
I did the ice packs after Christopher because, I mean, obviously he was almost 10 pounds. But Milani, she was so small. Christopher paved the way for her. She just fell out.
Just, yeah, exactly.
Like, literally. I had no pain after her. I was very sore after having Christopher. But with Milani, nothing. Like,
it's so
I didn't
crazy.
Even need the ice.
Why do I hear so many women that experience birth? They always say, oh, my God, giving birth is so beautiful.
What?
I've heard
they
nothing
lie.
Beautiful. Heard nothing beautiful.
It's not.
Giving birth is disgusting.
It is.
Like, it looks nasty.
It's
yeah.
so beautiful.
Bringing
but to
me, a life into this world.
That's what's
that's,
beautiful.
That's
that
beautiful.
Is beautiful
but
and
as
amazing.
Far as everything that I saw, oh, my God, I agree. It was like a crime scene.
Oh, my God. It was disgusting.
Where
like,
did
it
you
took
stand?
Me.
I stood down and watched the whole thing.
No, he didn't. He was standing.
Yes, I did.
Hold on. Can we let Chris tell the story, though?
Let me give you the visual. Yeah, tell the
story. Can we let Chris tell the story?
No, I will say this. I've been hit a lot by playing in the National Football League. My memory ain't what it was. So,
CTE.
Monique, you go ahead and
oh,
feel
no,
me.
That
because
ain't right.
I stood
Chris,
at top
we
at first.
To hear your
he
point
did.
Of view,
yeah.
We
Chris
to hear your point
stood,
of view.
He stood next to me at the top the whole time. But what he started doing was this. He was grabbing his shirt. He had a white tee on. Per usual.
Always.
And he was like this. He was scrunching up his white tee on the corner near his shoulder, and he was leaning forward and looking.
I'm
and his
peeking,
face
yeah.
was like, his face was like this, all scrunched up, like, ugh. But he couldn't stop looking, so he had to keep looking. And, I mean, it was just, I'm looking at him like, dude, can you just, like,
for people,
figure out what you're going to do?
For people that can't visualize his face, just imagine sitting on a toilet being constipated. That's what
right.
his face looked like.
Well, see, all right, we'll finish this story, and then we got to talk from a guy's perspective.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah.
Watching what I saw,
well,
I mean,
hold on.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
but
no. Well, Matt always said to me, he's like, I'm staying by your head. I don't want to see anything. I'm like, good. I don't, you know, hold my leg up. That's all I'm really going to need you to do is I want you to hold my leg.
And he's standing behind your head?
Yeah, because you have to, like, really hold your... Legs up really high.
I didn't have anybody holding my legs.
I didn't
just had the little...
The stirrups.
Yeah. Oh, that was... Yeah. I don't know. We
we know what happened.
Yeah, you had shootings.
There were no stirrups.
Yeah, shootings outside.
I was on the floor.
So I get it.
They were making
shit up. They just like, hold your own damn leg.
They was making it up and she went along, man.
I was like, sure.
We can't afford those. Hold your legs.
They was up in here like, we got a baby to deliver. What baby and them?
Just another baby kid
God.
Dropping.
Oh my God.
No, go ahead. So
no, so a doctor didn't deliver me.
That is crazy, though. You can hold your own ankles, but let's go.
Yeah, no, a nurse delivered Sam.
Oh, God, the doctor.
I didn't even have a doctor in the room.
Oh, my God.
And she was wearing glasses, so Matt could see everything in the reflection of the glasses. So in the end, he was like, I've seen some things.
Oh, God.
He saw
Monique
everything.
Had a mirror.
So if
so
I wanted
they could
to
afford
look,
a mirror at the hospital we were at.
Maybe she was at.
They just said, we gonna kill maybe, three birds with one stone.
Maybe she was
gonna,
at a clinic, man. Maybe it wasn't a hospital.
I mean, she's going to wear big glasses that the reflection can't afford a mirror. We can't afford a doctor, so we're going to let the nurse handle it with the big glasses. I mean, y'all went through hell.
Yo.
I mean, that is crazy.
Should we 5 hours for
and then you had to hold your own ankles. Oh, my
Yo,
Lord.
This is
crazy. Oh, my God. This is hilarious.
They treated you like you was on Animal Planet or something.
So, actually, one other thing.
The back of my head is hurting. I'm laughing so hard.
I didn't know that you get food at the hospital.
Stop it. They did not tell you to pack a lunch.
She didn't got a free lunch program at the hospital.
So Matt kept having to go out to different restaurants to get us food.
And you didn't know they offered it.
I didn't know because nobody brought us, like, menus or anything.
Oh, God.
That's a terrible experience.
I don't want to go to that hospital.
You didn't even realize how bad the experience was until
right hearing yours.
Oh, my
Lord. No idea. I'm like, yeah, that's how it's done, right?
Ali's a very strong woman, I tell. Mentally and physically, she's a very strong woman.
That's crazy.
You the real G.
Yes,
you the real G.
Yes, she is. You're
tougher than Monique.
She tough. She's tough.
Shoot,
man.
She waited 5 hours after requesting it.
And
five.
Somebody got shot.
That's
that
crazy.
Is crazy.
It's crazy.
I know.
OMG.
I bet you won't go back to the hospital.
No,
she said she'll
go back.
You will?
I love my doctor, even though he wasn't there. You're like,
she loved her doctor, but he wasn't there.
He was the. Oh my
I love
God.
My wife, but she left me 3 years ago. I mean, I don't make no big. I mean, that's crazy.
Our doctor gave her a lot of support through text message.
Oh Lord!
Oh, wow!
Wow! That was that. Wow!
This is interesting.
That's a hell of an experience, Ali.
Wow, girl!
Oh man!
Ooh, you a trooper!
I just knew you had an A plus, top notch experience. Oh,
oh my God! That's funny. Well, I know another thing they didn't tell us about was the post contractions.
Yes.
Oh my goodness!
So painful.
And they gave me like a 600 milligram Motrin, uh-huh. and it did nothing.
Yeah, and they're like, "No, it's a good thing that your uterus is contracting." I'm like, "I don't care if it's a good thing; it hurts."
It felt like contractions all over again.
Right.
That I was not prepared for. It hurt so bad. One thing that I did pack in my bag, you know, they always tell you the certain things you're supposed to bring to the hospital, and you know, I brought my washcloth, my towel, my soap, shower cap. Mm-hmm. Shower shoes, slippers, you know, then I bought everything for the baby, car seat and all of that. But the most important thing that I had in my bag, my mom told me, she said, you better get you a post-pregnancy girdle. And what I did was I got 3 different sizes. It's a company called Wink Postpartum. Well, it's called Wink, and they have a whole postpartum line of girdles that you can wear that will keep everything nice and tight and firm as you're going back down.
Oh.
And I bought a medium, a small, and an extra small. So what they tell you to do is you buy the size that you were when you were 5 months pregnant, because typically after you push the baby out, that's about the size that you look. So I bought a medium, a small, and extra small, left the smaller sizes at home, brought the medium with me, and I put that joker on right after I pushed the baby out.
Really?
Yes. And my doctor laughed at me, and I was like, look, this isn't gonna hurt anything, is it? He said, no. He said, if you want to wear it, you can wear it.
Did you find that it helped?
What? Yes.
I gotta show you.
I'll show you the picture of me the day I went into labor, and then 3 days later, my stomach was like completely, like, I mean, it was light years difference, and it definitely helped me to bring it all back together. So when I went to see my doctor 6 weeks later, you know, they do the checkup and all of that, he couldn't believe how I was like literally back to normal. He was like, wow. He said, I've never seen anybody push out a baby that big and then still look like they did down there before you had kids. And I was just like,
would it do anything?
That was a weird little compliment, doctor. But thank you. He was like amazed. He's like checking me. He's like, wow, this is amazing.
It's amazing down here. Right.
He's like, I've never, and he to this day, it's been 5 years, and he still loves to tell that story of how I pushed out this huge baby. He had been in practice for 30 years or more. And he's like, I've never seen anybody push a baby out that big and then be able to snap back like you did. So wow. I'm like, thank you, Lord, for these jeans you gave me. but yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. So what was some of the things that you did, like what that you packed and things you had in your bag?
Like, you guys are going to make fun of me again.
Oh, here we go.
A bulletproof vest.
She had a baby size one too. I got a bulletproof onesie for my baby.
Poor Allie.
I packed my own robe because,
okay, yeah.
Like, you know, but like a cheap one that I knew could get like dirty and whatever, fine.
Yeah.
But then I also brought, which was great advice, which you, I brought an empty duffel bag so I could steal stuff from the hospital. Like, steal, I stole
there's
diapers.
No more there's no more confirmation we need. Ali, you're in. You're in, Ali. You are in. Just to have
oh
you know, you're
God.
In. You're in.
I stole everything.
Well, you should. The way they just left you on the floor to push your baby out holding your own ankles.
Seriously.
That is crazy. Seriously.
Oh, my God. That is so funny. Allie, you're hilarious.
Oh, man.
She's in, man. Like, she's in. Like, for real.
What was the first thing you did after you pushed him out besides hugging and kissing him?
I showered and completely did my hair. Like, did hair, makeup, everything. Because I felt like I needed to remind myself that I'm still me. Like, I didn't want to get lost in it. I didn't want to, you know what I mean? I just, I wanted to feel like I would look in the mirror and feel good about myself. So
good.
The first thing I did was shower.
Good. Yes. That's awesome. The first thing I did was ask for a menu. I said, I need to eat.
I need a burger.
Now. I had pizza. I think I had a burger and a salad and some soup. Like, I ate all of it.
Now, did you, okay, did you let them eat when you couldn't? Because that was my thing. I'm like,
oh no,
Matt,
they didn't care. They were, him and my mom were just tearing up their food. Like,
oh,
it's like, we feel so bad.
I love my wife, but she's not going to tell me not to eat. I mean,
oh no, I didn't. I mean, it was nothing I could do.
I felt
was
so
like,
bad. Matt was like,
it smelled
sneaking.
Good.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, no. I was like, you can't eat. Sorry. Nope.
Wow. Well, I know. I want to hear Hank's story.
Oh yeah.
I'm so ready for this.
Y'all want me?
Yes. Hank has a very interesting story. And
Everybody's probably been waiting the whole time.
No, it's not.
I wait to hear the Rammers story.
Well, Chris, did you want to give your perspective before? Because I really want to
say because Hank can sum this up at the end and have everybody like, you know.
Yeah.
But no, basically nobody told the man that he really wasn't doing anything in the bedroom for all those many years. Because once I saw the vajayjay expand, I can say that, right?
Yeah. No, you did not.
Stop hitting the cough button over there. I can
no,
say that.
No, you did not, though.
What is a cough button?
Huh?
Nothing. What?
No, nothing. Huh?
Y'all are weird.
No.
I said.
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
All right, I'm done.
No.
Hank,
go ahead,
sorry.
Chris. No, go ahead, Chris. Go
Chris
ahead.
Did say that earlier. So what's the problem?
But I've said that before. He said it and he thought.
He's
you know,
been saying
he's
that
thinking
since
that he stole his
out.
Joke.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He,
I don't want his joke. I don't need him.
We not gangbanging on jokes, man. Come on, man. Go and say your part. Man.
Oh, well, he just killed my vibe.
I didn't know
move
that
on.
Was a cough button.
Yeah, that's the cough
button. Yeah.
So basically, I got to upgrade my penis. All right, so let's just move on.
No.
Chris, you stupid.
I got to upgrade.
That's a
I swear. So Hank thought I stole his joke, but I've been saying that from day one. But whatever. It really wasn't a joke. I do need to upgrade now.
You know what's crazy?
Chris, I agree with you. Nobody need to open up that big on the daily.
Yeah.
That is just like,
Judging by the mic right there, look, we're good. We got it. We're good.
All
we're
I good. Need is one mic. That's a song, Allie. Yeah. Hey, so,
you've been going.
I've been picking on you.
No.
I'm sorry,
Allie. You know what it is? Whoever's sitting next to her, get it. That's what it is.
Allie, my bad. All right, go ahead.
Since y'all know, and you got to remember, my point of view is coming from the bachelor's point of view, the one that never wants kids and don't have kids.
And you have 11 minutes.
So, okay, great. Let me ask you just one question, though. Should I give the short version that's long or the short version that's medium? Where should I start since y'all know? Where
11 minutes worth.
Tell me where should I start?
Give us all the important parts.
Oh damn!
You don't. I mean, just go ahead and talk.
Okay,
and
so
I'll tell
this
you
is my pregnancy. No, not my pregnancy. The person's
already
pregnancy.
Taking too long.
His birth story.
This is my birth story. All right, so it all started. I met this young lady, and y'all know I do the randoms. I met this young lady, and it was at a casino where I'm from in Atlantic City. So I was getting at her. You know what I mean? Ran down. I did what I needed to do. And at the end of the day, this woman turned me down. She said, no, you're not getting my number. I'm good. Reason being is because before I was talking to her, I was talking to someone else. I'm single. This is what I do. So I said, okay, you have a nice day. 3 days later, mind you, my birthday is on Friday. 3 days later was Wednesday. She hops in my DM and says, you was never getting my number talking to all these girls. And I'm like, okay, you told me this. Make a long story short, because I do what I do and does it how I do it.
A long story medium, because this is not going to be short.
So I do what I do. We
you're
wind
this
up.
Thing well, I like the way you're
thank
handling
you.
It.
Thank you. We wind up going out for drinks on my birthday. I mean, because she didn't hop in my DM just to tell me. She wanted to let me know she's available in a sarcastic way, how young girls do. Annoying. So we get up for my birthday and we are kicking it. We getting lit. We drunk, how you young people say it. And we go out for a walk. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. As we're walking on a boardwalk, we go down to the beach. Mind you, we drunk a little bit. As we're walking on a beach, she stops me, pulls me up against the lifeguard stand, anybody that's been at the beach, and says, "It's your birthday, right?" And she commences. She starts giving me head. Sloppy toppy.
Sloppy toppy.
Sloppy toppy. Sloppy toppy.
Sloppy toppy.
Sloppy toppy. Oh, good Lord. Sloppy toppy.
Yeah, he's so into his story.
I'm sorry.
Forgot protocol.
She starts,
go ahead.
She starts. I'm sorry. I am. She starts giving me sloppy toppy. Now, it was very, very, very good. I picked her up, and then I got mushy-gushy. So what happened with the mushy-gushy is I didn't leave the mushy-gushy. I stayed in it. And that's how a pregnancy story began with the woman that I had sex with for 4 minutes on my birthday.
Dang, it's only 4 minutes?
We're not going to get into the logistics and the
timing. So no Lifestyle Magnum or Trojan was involved?
No, not at all.
You let it rip. And someone you just met slid into your DM.
I let it rip and let it sit. I didn't even move.
Wow.
I know. Ignorance at another level.
See what alcohol will do to you.
Ignorance at an all-time high. And you know what? It is what it is. I own it. Whatever. 2 months later, I get a message saying, "I'm pregnant."
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, okay, by who? Let's figure this thing out. I got your back. Let's figure this one out. Now, as the months go on, I was getting hassled. I was getting bothered. It was, you need to be here. So I came up with this thing. If you want to go half on a DNA test while that baby's in you, I will start helping out and doing what I need to do immediately if we get these results back. My deal was not taken. She didn't want to take the deal, which was you pay half, I pay half, since we're going half on the baby. And it turned out that, you know, we had to wait until birth. Now, I'm not going to say the other parts. I'm just going to go ahead and say 3 days before birth, we linked up and we went to the hospital together. I did not want to miss this opportunity or this
in case it was
just
yours.
In case it was mine, I wanted
real
to experience
man.
It.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Really,
yeah. And I told her I was going to bounce back in your life around this time. And that's what I did. Anything else leading up to that? No, I'm not trying to hear it because I'm not trying
sure.
to hear it.
You don't
I don't want
sure.
to invest the time, the money into something that's not mine. And I was willing to find out and you weren't. So
She's probably trying to tell you something.
You know find out. Mm-hmm.
So as we're in the hospital, this is where all my experiences come. As we're in a hospital, the doctor is checking her, and I'm learning about being dilated. 1 centimeter, and it needs to get to about 9 centimeters. I'm learning about epidurals.
10 centimeters,
okay. And I'm learning about epidurals, how she's turned on the side. They go into her spine, and they sticking needles in
it. They made me sit up.
Yeah, well, she was laying right on her side.
Wait, what hospital was this?
This is,
she was laying down?
On her side, yes. On her side.
Okay, at my hospital, they even had me sit up. So, like,
well,
that is crazy. You're supposed to sit up.
I'm just telling you what I saw.
And hold the pillow, you know?
It was no pillows on the, maybe I was at a black hospital. I mean, there was no pillows there.
God.
That wasn't even black.
No, but no, let's not get off topic.
Oh, yeah, because I was about to
make a joke. So, anyway, so I'm experiencing all of this stuff being dilated, and I'm looking and I'm seeing it. And then after about 6 hours, the baby's head is coming, and I'm looking at it, and she got her head, her feet and legs up on that stirrups. The stirrups. Oh, my God. Just like Chris said, and I'm going to piggyback off of it, you ain't never beat no mushy-gushy up with a baby. If a baby can come out of that thing,
right.
You ain't doing nothing. I don't care if you Lance Armstrong, you Lex Luger, you know what I mean? You mini me. You're not doing anything to that. So anyway, as she's going through it, I see the pain, and this woman was a trooper. She didn't scream. She didn't cry. She was just like a linebacker, and she pushed that thing out. She pushed that thing out, and I was amazed. I was just amazed at her character and how strong she was, and for that to be my experience. And for that to be a very special moment, the baby turned out not to be mine. And this is why I will forever be a bachelor. I will never take a woman's word. And I will always get a DNA test. And for now on, I'm using condoms. Thank you. That's my story.
So you don't know.
Were you devastated or were you happy? Or I mean, when the baby turned out not to be yours?
You know, I had a moment of silence. And I had prayed. And I asked for understanding, because at that moment, you know, I did get caught up in the moment.
Right.
But when it turned out not to be mine, that lifetime bill was taken away from me. I didn't have to make no food payments, no nothing payments. I thought about the positive, and no strings attached, I was relieved. So right. It wasn't about being happy. It was just a relief. And, right. You know, I'm happy for the relief.
I don't blame
because I'm very immature. Yeah. I'm very selfish, and I want to continue to be that way. So,
I like
absolutely.
It.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's my story.
Was
that long? Was that medium short?
That was great.
Really
that was great.
Really
that was
good.
That was great.
About 6 minutes.
To the guys out there,
listen, man, for the guys out there that's listening, I know I might come off as ignorant, sarcastic, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't personally take a woman's word for it if you're not in a lockdown relationship, a marriage. If it's someone you met on a one-night stand, please believe you're not the only one that you
stood up in it.
Yeah, that right. one-night stand is happening every night, possibly.
Well, even if me and Chris weren't married, we wouldn't need no DNA test. Them darn babies come out looking like straight-up Samuels. I mean, they come out with grown people faces.
I told you your looking baby came out 3-month-year-old.
Like, looking just like him. Him and Milani. Oh, my God, they came out looking like Chris face. I'm like, I just pushed your face up out of me. Oh, my goodness. Who did Sam look like when you pushed him out?
Actually, like, neither one of us. And there was a part of me that was like, wait, why? What happened? Like, I don't understand.
It could have been the hospital you were in, and they swapped babies on you, and you didn't even know it.
This is a very ignorant hospital.
I got the wrong baby.
Like, whose baby is this?
This clinic was horrible that she went to.
Oh my god!
No, this was a great episode. Like, I really thoroughly enjoyed hearing Ali's story.
Ali, you have the best and most credible. Oh my!
That was amazing.
Yeah,
that
Ali,
was
you killed,
I had no
you
idea.
This episode.
I yes. had no idea.
I mean, you've been through like Vietnam to get the baby out.
Seriously,
I mean, that
my
is crazy.
War story.
I mean,
oh
seriously,
my god.
Your street
oh my god,
cred is
amazing.
Out the roof.
It went up. It yeah. definitely went up.
Straight
it went
up.
Ali, you are. You're a G.
Means a lot.
I'm a G. She's a.
So
we're gonna work on that, Ali. She said, "I'm a G."
Yeah, you gotta say it with a little more bass in your voice.
Oh my god! So on that note, I'm going to just give a moment of silence to all the mama's babies and daddy's maybes. Thank you, Hank.
Awesome.
Y'all have a good one. We'll see you. Well, not see you. I keep saying that. We'll see you next time. I can't see y'all. I'm like Ray Charles in this
They're going to see us one day. They're going to see us one day.
Like, no. We'll catch up with you soon. Make sure y'all make comments about the episodes, too. I would love to hear the feedback. And if y'all have any ideas about topics that you would like to hear, visit notforlazymoms.com and just shoot us, you know, fill out the contact form and just let us know, because we want to cover all of the bases. And the thing that does kind of suck is that we have kids that are young. So I would love to hear from the parents that have kids that are maybe teenagers, you know. So if we can get some of these moms to come on and be a guest, that would be awesome.
That'd be cool.
We can definitely do that in the future. But thanks for listening, and look forward to chatting with you next week.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.